Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Vasaid and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I started working at Norris Market, now Myrtle Avenue Market, when I was 15 years old. That was about the time that Rick Story was born. His folks lived in our neighborhood and I suppose shopped there some. I imagine Rick was one of those kids who stopped in after a day at Worthington Elementary School and bought ice cream or a candy bar. In later years, Rick would drop in Safeway where I was working on his way to or from his nursery at Three Corners. He bought the house he was living in and killed in from a good friend of mine. So I had known Rick Story for a long time. I don't know anything about what was going on at that house lately, but obviously it wasn't good. Several things about this tragedy are confusing. I am not casting any aspersions on law enforcement or the judicial system as I comment, but as I know things get confusing when something as drastic as a double homicide, alleged homicide, is committed. As far as the news is concerned, it all started on a Wednesday when a neighbor went to check in on Rick and found him severely wounded. Further investigation, according to the media, found another inhabitant dead, and according to the media, Rick was deceased also. Then it was said that the shooting could have happened as early as Monday of that week, which could mean that Rick had been lying there with a gunshot wound. Moving to the perp, if he had shot them on Monday, was he living with two dead or nearly dead bodies? He didn't look too upset as they brought him out to the patrol car, as shown on TV. According to the Times Standard, he had quite a history of law enforcement, including trying to vandalize a patrol car in front of the sheriff's office. How stupid is that? He also had done some major damage to the doors at the Ingemar Club. Apparently, he had been in Semper Virens and was released. Now, I know that the police, sheriff, and other law enforcement or holding facilities can't know what they're going to do or how these perps are going to behave after they are released. The Father Freed case, I didn't know the father, but I knew no Frank Weber who found him, and now the Story incident, tell me that tighter standards need to be put in place and perhaps let the officers or personnel in the jail or other restraining institutions be given more authority to hold those who show dangerous tendencies a little longer and perhaps see that they get evaluated more thoroughly. As some of you may know, my grandson Nathan Madsen is attending Fresno State and is on the football team as a defensive end. His defensive line coach gave a good interview to the Fresno Bee in which he mentioned Nathan and his good qualities several times. We're proud of Nate, not only for football, but for his good grades as well. Friday, April 11th, Calvary Lutheran Church, Eureka, right across from Alice Burney School. The Eureka Chamber Music Series presents the Borealis String Quartet, 7:30 p.m., with a Meet the Artist reception to follow. Be there. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.